let's just explain what the limud is. I'm sure I have to explain to everybody, but Cholif, so it's good to know. There's a sefer that the Goyen's brother wrote, Ma'alot HaTorah, and that's very chashuv sefer. It's a likud of Chazal on Torah, and a very big likud. That's very good. On it, there's a chibur called Eir Torah, which is Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava was called the Pesh Lishi to the Goyen. He was a Talmud of Machmel Shklav. The Goyen's Kabbalah is basically accessible only to people who know the Goyen's Kabbalah, which I don't know who that is. Nachum Mendelshkov is very hard, not a user-friendly safe at all. I mean, whatever we have from him is very, very difficult. His Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava is the most user-friendly of the Sfarim. He wrote a sefer called Pisach Sharam, which is sort of a hakdama for a lot of people who get into these inyanim. And he wrote Aris and Hagos on Ma'alot HaTorah, which actually is quoted, I think, more often than Ma'alot HaTorah many times. And it's broken up in a way where it's at least accessible to some degree. And so I'd like to go through a piece that he has here about a Malik. It's the under the Yom Ashtikel. Okay, the piece on top is in the Ma'alot HaTorah he speaks about the Adayim, the Esav, Kol Kol Yaakov. He's medayik something in the Medrash, and he says what he says over here, that the chalukah between the Esav and the Kol Yaakov. He's myrik, he's mazba a little bit. Let's just give a hakdama, a question that we'll put down. It's whenever you have a chalukah in Chazal between A as opposed to B, for A to be opposed to B, you want to have a sharp similarity, a very clear similarity with a sharp contrast. So if I say this item is very white and this item is very black, so I say that so-and-so is very white, and so-and-so is very black. I'm saying a statement that's meant that if I say so-and-so is very yellow and so-and-so is very pink, the statement doesn't have any real mashmos to it. And when I'm contrasting two things, I want to have a contrast. So if I would say Yaakov is very, he has a very good koil, and Esav is ilim, so that I hear a contrast. He's mute and he speaks loud. He's paralyzed and his hands are active. The koil with Yadayim as any type of contrast, say the koil and Yadayim, we'd expect if there's a chalukah of Yaakov and Esav that are sort of splitting up everything, we'd expect it to be an akuda of commonness. And then so he actually in his dvarav there's a hagdara of it. V'hainu. She'amolek hu Esav, she'nizborech b'yadayim. Esav was nizborech b'yadayim. It's not a klala, it's a bracha. V'hu ha'nochash. K'moy she'omru k'mishayosh nochash yitzei tzefar. And that goes as Amolek. Shal yedei she'botu yisol min ha'teira oz nistalek kachiyus ha'neshama min ha'kelim ashe b'chines yadayim k'moy she'amayinu. So he says like this. A person's guf has two matzavim. One matzav of the guf is where it's mechubah to the seichel, and the seichel is koivea the guf, the ma'isim of the guf. There's a second matzav. If a person's seichel is not kavur to the guf, there's a mashal nefar cheses, which means a twitching and a twittering where it has its own thing. A person is sleeping and his feet are restless. A person's absentmindedly, his hands begin to drum or something like that. You have a mahalach of klei maisa that are not connected to the person's das versus the person's das being connected to it. And those are two matzavim of klei maisa that a person has. So in the mitzvahs, let's talk another minute about the connection. Imagine a person does a ma'isa ha-mitzvah, and he does it mis'asik. So mis'asik means he did it with his hands, but there was no das, no chiba das, not even shegeg. Shegeg means I did it bidas, but not with a real yediyah. I'm lacking a yediyah. When I'm mis'asik, it's without das. When it's oynes, it's the neged my das. It's bedas, but it's the neged das. So in halacha, you have three different categories, at least, where you have different mehalchim of connection, chibur between one and the other. The klal is if a person's das is not mischabet as kliya maisa, it's pigios and ra. The no good maisa comes out of it. I once heard, my mom was here, I once heard a very nice part from Chaim Kreisler, I like saying over because it's so good. He said a shmooze once in Yerushalayim, it was Erev Elul. It was in Yerushalayim, they would have like guest speakers during Beit Hazmanim, and he spoke like Erev Chedesh Elul. So he said, I don't know if you've heard of Chaim Kreisler, he had a rage and he spoke very, pronounced his words. Mi bikesh zois miyetchem remois chatzeroi. So yes, that the word remois is used for behemoth. It's not used for people. What does it mean, yetchem chatzeroi? So he said, it's used for behemoth in the sense it's when the feet walk on their own volition. There's no das that's guiding the feet. Telling the feet to go. The feet go because, you know, darken leilech olahazik. So he says, that was what the Navi was being mochiach klal Yisrael, if you walk into the Beis HaMikdash with your feet only, without your head and heart, then you're trampling, because regel, mishalchi regel is the regular behemoth. It has to be a pool where you do it. So he spoke about not walking at the old feet first. That was his shmuz of the block upon him. So when you have the siluk, so it's like this. So of the mit of the olam hamitzvahs, Torah is mischabed to all the mitzvahs in the sense that when I do a ma'isa mitzvah, there's the rachmana liba boy, there's how much sumas lev am I putting into it, and there's also what's my level of das and havana and tfisa. When we speak about kavanas, like kavanas arizal, kavanas whatever it is, it's not the words, it's understanding what you're doing. The significance of what you're doing makes a big difference how you understand it. I'll give you a mashal. Imagine there's a button that says on it, don't press, it will set off all the alarms in the building and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So if an adult looks at the sign, reads it, and presses the button, he did one pula. If a three-year-old or two-year-old climbed up on a chair and pressed the button, he did something else. They both physically did the same thing, but one person did a ma'is hashchasa, and one kid played, and so on. And somebody who couldn't read it but pressed it anyway is a different type of ma'isa. So the pa'ula, the value of mitzvah, is really, really totally in the level of das, that's mechuba to it. So Torah, so the yachas of Torah and mitzvahs is, in as much Torah as a person has, that's the significance of the mitzvah he does. So, Shaydei Shabbatus Omen HaTorah Oz Nistalik HaChiyus HaNeshama Min HaKelim Shem Chines Yedayim. So, Yedayim are the Kelim, and the Chiyus of the Neshama is the Das that goes into the Kelim. And the question is there a Chiyus that you're putting into the Kelim, or the Kelim just bounce around on their own? V'nimtza, Shaydei Zerofu Yedayim, V'nechaz HaSamach Mem B'Yedayim. And the Sotan was able to get hold of Yedayim, K'yedua, so anytime Kedusha is mistalik, so let's go back to Moshe again. A person who's a Yoshin, his hands and feet are moving in a very random way. A person who lo aleinu is a chayla, I remember my brother-in-law, he had Parkinson's for many years and people know about it. He was a very, very strong person and he was able to hold himself in. He's an incredible gibor, he's very, very strong physically, and he was able to hold. But the minute you relax it, the hands begin to move as they would normally do. So the sitra achra being gnechas biyadayim is not even so much as a conscious das to use yadayim lera, but the yadayim themselves, if you take away the das and the seichel, become like that. A dogma is the mashal guf of a person. a baby who, or a toddler or a child who doesn't have das, he gets into every way, he takes everything. Whatever he's doing is a problem. He needs shmirah 24/7 because doing without seichel and das is not toif. And he's going to explain it later. The refidim is the rafu yadehem in Torah. In other words, there was a rifi on yadayim. And he's going to explain later on why cherev dafka. That's why he's asking Akasha. He's telling on the kuda. Why Yeshua of all the people? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is the man Klai Yisrael. Maybe you need a melech. Maybe it is. Why Yeshua of all the people? Now, he says one more thing, that there is a chibur of Yadayim Lamala, and let's talk about this also. When a person is noisi yadav bitfila, there is a musig of being noisi yadayim bitfila. It says the Zohar Kaddish talks constantly. Well, in Chumash, vayisas yadav. And so on. So Nesias Yadayim is not only Birchas Kainim, it's also Tefillah. The Zohar Kaddish has Aremis Yodais Betzlusa, where it's a constant refrain. I picked up my hands with Tefillah. And Ravuta speaks about it someplace. And the reason we don't do it is because the Goyim do it. It's one of those things that because the Goyim took it, we can't do it like the other stuff, like the Matseva it says and so on. So Haramas Yadayim Bitfila is also a person is mevatel his koach hasiyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's every tefillah is a sense of being mevatel myself HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying, yes, I have nothing of my own. I'd like you to give me to do your ratzon. I mean, that's the tefillah shleima. So when a person picks up Yadayim Lamala, a person is being mechaber. Is klei maisa takarish baruch hu. So the pa'ula of lifting up your dayim b'tfila, and that's why it was such a thing over there, you know, v'yashayar moish and so on, it was very bedafke. It wasn't only that it was inspired more or less. The question was there haramas your dayim b'tfila or not? O moish rabbein shalom, shay koil kol shalom yisrael, nosa yodav emuna lamayla ima kol shal tfila. O bezen ischaba nesham akelim. So when you have the chibur of koil, which is tefillah, together with it, you have another chibur of neshamet kelim. Umemela nitla koyach mamolak nitni Yisrael. Shekesha neshama beguf, az asitrach berachas mimenu. K'meshoma umarachem vechitim al kol chayes ha'aretz, kol zman shalom chay bechulu. Now he says another thing here, and this is, I guess, a hashloma to what he said before. We said before that in order for a person's guf to be a mashchis, to do bad, doesn't require the guf become possessed. It requires your das to be mistalik, ayin purim, you know, and you know, it's like he doesn't have to want to be mazik. Just walking into the house is already pigosan ra. You know, he can't stand again, put a straight foot, so things get smashed. That it's automatic. It's not. It doesn't require a pula. There's on the other hand, when a person is a balchai, and a bardas. You don't have to sit and think every minute, my foot should do this, my hand should do this, my hand should do this, my foot should do this. I was reading somewhere, actually, one of these things that, you know, if you train to do something, what's the best way to make sure that you do it right? And the answer is, so the wrong answer is to focus and concentrate on what you're doing, and the answer is wrong. Because once you're mumchet something, if you just think a basketball player, so when I don't know how to play basketball, I'm just Mishaya from IC. When you're training how to do it, you have to keep focusing, push this way, pull, you know, shoot this way, and so on. Once you're mumche, and you're going to sit and think how to, it's like a person who has to learn how to walk, a person who had a stroke, he has to focus on every footstep. A person who Baruch Hashem is can walk, he doesn't have to focus on it, and if he does, you walk much slower when you focus on a step than when you're. And the reason is because it is in the nature of this relationship of the neshama and the guf that when the neshama is in, the guf automatically falls in line. And the tzushel he gives is just like it says by the chayis, umarachem v'chitrimi al kol chayis ha'aretz. It means the koiches of chiyas in the world that are merely biological automatically give way to the koiches that are badas. And that's why a normal animal will normally move away from a person. It's the same koich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a hierarchy in the Bria that wherever the das is there, the other koiches give way. So when a person is bedaito and he decides I want to reach the paper, I don't have to focus on my hand. I can just take the paper. Because when there's the koich hachiyus of the das is active, there's automatically. So you have a very interesting tug of war over here. You have, on the one hand, you have if the person recedes, if the person moves back, then you have, when the koiches of das on retreat, automatically the koiches of the guf take over, and they are pigos and ra, they belong to yadayim. Yadayim, the ace of means, if it's a mahalach of yadayim be'etzem for the kavanis, then they do the tkiyas without thinking about the kavanis. First of all, it makes for a much smoother tkiyas and much quicker tkiyas, and also it's not the kavanis. The kavanis are your awareness of what you're doing. You're not pushing him into it. It's your tfis in what you're doing. By the way, it's the Maimon Muska, Stelva Hanoga Toiva, I once heard from, when one of my sons became our mitzvah, it just happened to be, he was one that came our mitzvah when I left to America, and I was going back and forth, whatever, so I felt I needed to especially, so I took him to Amshav Rebbe, and he said that I should learn with him the Sugya Menachas on Tefillin, before his bar mitzvah. He says, Mekublami Vaisa Vaisai, that learning the inyan of the mitzvah you're about to do gives the mitzvah a very different erech. That was then he was talking about the halakh, he was talking about the Gemara on it. Okay.
In a practical way, because you're more into it, or like in the
both. it's
a drama that it can take away from the, if you have a timer for something, if you learn halachas of it.
Right, okay, that's probably is more, alpi derech ha-skula dig. But this, it's a different erech when you do a pa'ula with tfis and avana, or you do a pa'ula as a maisa ba'alma.
So Amalek is not using his das when he does his maisim?
He says, Hayadayim de Eitz. He's speaking more about Eitz of Taki. He's saying, and then he's extending it to Amalek. He's saying, the Koyach of Ra'isa doesn't, even though it does say Amalek, it does say that Amalek is the Das of Klipa. It's the bare Das. It's Miskav Limroid.
Right.
But he says, the Pechin of Yadayim de Eitz is automatic. In other words, it doesn't require them to do a pula. As soon as Rafi, that's a Rafi Dayim, as soon as you retreat, that begins automatically.
That's why
that
Nakuda I'm not copying, because they themselves are doing the
das,
you know.
Let's give an example. Let's take, I grew up in the 60s. That's what I remember. And in the 60s, the world said, who says that arayis is something to be embarrassed with? Mechateisa. And that was the big uftu of the 60s. That Bechlal, who says taking a shower is important? Who says this is important? I know how old, but that was everything that they asked good kashas.
Who says the roles are important? All the roles.
Yeah, everything. So the dance of the klipa means that the thing becomes a dove of ne'atzmai. Lamashal arayis. So the guf has a strong truk and ratzon for arayis. Now, if you let it go by itself, it could not turn into an ideology. It could, the das, the real das of a person says, I'm shakur kulei in taiv, I'm shakur kulei in ma'is ve'im, not good. I can be in a matzev voice where I don't impose it on the goof. I know that this is the das, but there's a disconnect. The das is the das, but I have cheshek to do what I shouldn't do. Or, when something comes to us, mechatesa, what's wrong with arayas, the das is the mice itself. In other words, arayas is, it's good, you like it, no one has a problem with it, so that's good. It's not, I am, and nobody else can tell me what to do.
It's untrachten, is that the nekuda?
It's more than that. It's a projection of what you're doing. It starts with what I'm doing. And b'meila, it becomes an ideology. It's an ideology born. It doesn't require, it's not a new shita. It's not a shita, a zei, it's a zei. L'mashal, l'havd al-falf al-dos, Christianity, in Yiddishkeit, it's two shitas. He says, this is the right thing to do, this is the right thing to do. He says, I'm aiming this. When a Baltaiva comes along with a shita, the shita is just the ideology of the thing itself. Arayas is enjoyable. So now I've moved it into an ideology. But it's very different. It that type of das is in the Yadayim itself. I'm strong. The Nazis, they said, what do you mean, is it right to steal from somebody's weak or to kill somebody's weak? I can kill him. It was an ideology. That's perfect. It was an ideology of Yadayim De'Esav. That was the ideology of the Nazis. Strong person has the ability to take. A weak person can't die. It wasn't an outside shita. Kindness is a kfir of some sort of das on a goof. The goof wants to eat another Pringle, and the something says, no, leave for somebody else. But the shita that if I'm strong than everybody and I can take all this for myself, that's... It's a shita that's born of the thing itself. Hayadayim Esav means that the Yadayim became the shita. Esav's hina noicha holoch lomos lomi abchira. It's a philosophy, but it's very different than the philosophy of tomorrow. It's a very different type of philosophy. It's ki'ilu, the tam and the thing itself is good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me what to do. Yadayim Esav miskav limer boy. Miskav limer boy means I want to be me. That's a natural sense of being yourself. The shita shaboy is simply projecting it as a shita. You read some of the Meshugana. I saw this guy in Norway. I was astounded. This guy who killed 77 people, and there was a Nazi who killed a whole group of people. So first of all, he sued the state because they don't give him hand lotion, and they're keeping him, not letting him talk to other people, which is cruel beyond words. And so guy's Meshuga, but I wonder about the country that they're discussing the tzazei, was it too much? And they can't give more than 20. It's amazing. It's amazing. But he said, he said that the conditions are so terrible. By the way, it's a 3-room cell, by the way. He has no internet access, but he can use a computer, and they read his mail. So he said that if it wouldn't be for his hanging on to Nazi ideology, he wouldn't have made it. He's you read it, yes, the guy's cracked, the country is nuts, but you say to yourself, it's a reflection of something, if not for the Nazi ideology. But the Nazi ideology is not a strain, it's not like Christian or even Muslim, which is, it's a dadas is coming from someplace else and landing on certain kli ma'isa. It's the ma'isa itself. If I'm stronger, I do it. If I have a time for it, it's good. It's beseda. It's where the thing justifies itself. Mineu beidi adayim justify themselves. How do I know Olam Hazeh is good? Because it's Olam Hazeh. Because Olam Hazeh is good. You like it, you enjoy it. It's good. It's a very different. So yes, they have a debt. It's called they have a das, but it's very different than.
Is everybody saying that their das then is more reactive to what their yidayim want? Yidayim want X.
It's
reaction to
in,
that.
In the, just like the mechalik lemoshel, there's some nerve activity in the hand itself. Reflex action. Reflex action is a nervous system. It's not coming from the brain, but every part of the body has has a nerve that can respond locally. So and that's where you get these reflexes when you're not thinking about it. So it's ke'ilu has its own neshama, but the neshama is simply some sort of the mahus of neshama is the guf. That's all. The guf became a neshama. That's the. They always say, you know, that's all. They had this thing about, you know, kol echad mechabed et haShabbat ech shehu mevin. Ta mechabed et zeh, mechabed et zeh. I would buy that argument as an argument. If the person is kaif himself, and also all Shabbos he sits on top of a mountain and he looks at nature, so even though he doesn't want to do something else, Shabbos is, if a person is doing something that requires a kfias, so then it's a shayla of ideology. But if somebody tells me I do what I want to do, and that's how mechabed Shabbos, those words don't mean anything. So Pshat is, you're saying what I do is kavod Shabbos. So you're not saying anything. You know, don't give me that. If you go out of your way to do something, I understand. Then the machlokes is a day to a day. This is the pshat. You took the ma'isa, made it in a day out of it. So I went to the beach. That's not mechabed Shabbos. Okay, you didn't say anything, but that's what it's doing. Let's just maybe see. Just try to finish. So that's what Klal Yisrael Klal Umasalim is called Adam. So Klal Yisrael calls man, they have the tzuris Adam Umasalim back off automatically. They automatically fall in line. Vehu calls man shem begere chayim v'chsem v'toyre shekher eitz chayim. V'toyre shem avaya shekula shekher shparachu. So the Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha is the etzem chius of Torah that a person has. Klapi of the neshamis, having that chius makes it. Lachain vayachal shishur samolok zamfi charef, vatzoloyim acheres v'koyach pion shay Yisrael, v'etzem rolez goynam fiyas yodam. Let's just maybe skip down to the bottom. I don't know, push at the time frame here. Okay, so basically, we'll just sum up. So basically, he says over here, he speaks over here the Char Ben Kashti, why the Char Ben Kashti, and he says the word that everybody says about the cherub coming for something that's close by, and the Kashti going for something far away. But the point is that the Mechama of Amalek and Klal Yisrael is a milchama really in the tzur of the world. The world itself came with kelim and with das, and there is a need to have the two, one being shown the other. If it's not shoylet, then the kli itself has its own mentality, and it's ra be'etzem. You know, it's Esau without the shlit of Yaakov on it is ra. And in its worst form, it's bad when he acknowledges Yaakov but just does his own thing, like somebody who knows what's right, but he does. It's bad when it becomes its own self-serving ideology, that the Kli itself takes on its own, its own dynamics. Then that was Amalek, as opposed to other Muslims said they're okay with Torah, but they just don't feel like, you know, lomatimli. Lomatimli this, lomatimli this, lomatimli that. But they were okay with the idea. Amalek didn't try. You know, there was no try there, because whatever it is they do, that's what they want to do. And then the second chiddush that he says in this case is, once we do what we're supposed to do, there's automatically a backing away. In other words, when we have our koach achiyus, they back away automatically, because that's how Kashmir put into the Bria. It's the same way, like, I mean, there's certain gedolim, there's certain big people that need to push, and some people, there's what you have a yiras hakavod, and you know, there's just a sense of, you know, very big people had that sense where, you know, people just there was a yiras hakavod. That's some sense of it, where a person defers to somebody that he feels is much bigger, and it's true in many levels. That's a piece here, I guess.
Well, what was the last thing she was saying? I just try to figure out what she was saying with that, about the people.
It's like he says over here. He says it's in the teva that when you makir somebody, that klapi you is a koyach adam, to a koyach achius of a bal chai, you back off. You know, just like the...
In other words, just like the animals to us,
yes.
We have that feeling about somebody who is much bigger than us.
When somebody... And you see it, people have that sense when you have a very big person. And, you know, it requires a much bigger Russia to take on somebody this, because there's a tevistic advarim of recognizing that. And it says when Kaso does what they're supposed to do, they back off. That's the point.
So what's the contrast now? So the house of family, the contrast.
What?
The original Shiloh, why the family of the child, why Kol and Yudayim?
So because they are, it's one long extension. Kol, you know, it works as one and is two halves of one. The Bria is gestalt on the Sham and a Guf. Of it, the coil is the most the das, because the das itself is hidden. The place where it comes out, where das comes out is bepeh, and the yadayim are the kelim to do it, and therefore it works as a shutfis. We have the coil part. They have the yadayim. If we project our coil. And we take hold it. So it's not opposites as much as it's like you have the tires, I have the car. You know, it's a shutfis of two halves that need to work mechuber. If they don't work mechuber, then the kli becomes a mazik on its own. That's the okay. There's another topic you wanted to talk.
Is pretty much the question.
Maybe you might make two. I mean, just make two separate ones. This one I'll pause. The other one.